What is it that people say? The first step to recovery is recognising you have a problem. Well, I am beginning to see a lot of organisations recognising they've got a problem with digital. They're beginning to understand that digital isn't just something you can bolt onto an existing business. They're realising that it's transforming the world in profound ways, and that's going to change their business too. The normal response to this is to commission a strategy document about digital transformation. And I've written many of these myself. Yet realizing that you need to change and writing a report about it is not enough. Sooner or later, you have to take action. I normally recommend that the first step is to map your customer journey. Now, you might be wondering why I start with the customer journey. It's because digital doesn't matter in and of itself. Why should an organisation care about a specific new piece of technology? Digital only matters to the extent that it's changing customer behaviour. Take, for example, the music industry. The arrival of the MP3 format would have been nothing more than a curiosity, except for the fact that it changed what customers wanted. They no longer wanted to go to the high street to buy an album, they wanted instant access to the individual songs they liked. And that turned the industry upside down. Customer journey mapping helps to expose these changes in customer behaviour. It ensures organisations are not planning based on out-of-date assumptions. The problem is that senior management see digital as nothing more than an add-on to their existing offering, and they fail to realise just how much digital has changed things. By mapping the customer journey, you help to highlight that change. Customer journey mapping also helps management teams look beyond their current obsession. You know what it's like. Management have this habit of focusing on things like mobile, social media, or SEO. Instead, they need to look at these things in context, and a customer journey map helps to give that kind of context. Providing this context helps to highlight gaps or shortcomings. This shows management where their business is failing to meet the needs and expectations of customers, and it also helps them to focus on the customer rather than on their own product, services, or organisation. The customer service mentality is lacking, especially in larger organisations, and customer journey maps help with that. But how do you go about creating one? A customer journey map is a straightforward document. It's a timeline that shows the stages a customer passes through in their interactions with an organisation. Now, these stages will vary depending on your offering, but include steps such as research, ordering, or support. For each step in the customer journey, there needs to be a list of actions taken by the customer. This includes any touch points that they have with the company, such as calling a call centre or visiting the website. Alongside each of these actions, there should also be the questions that the customer has in their minds at that stage of the journey. For example, they might want to know about return policy or how they go about speaking to a real person. Finally, each stage of the process should outline how the customer is feeling. Are they excited about buying? Are they worried about the cost? Are they frustrated that they're having to return a faulty item? The actual creation of a customer journey map is simple. The challenge is ensuring it's accurate, and this involves taking the time to talk to as many customers as possible to build up a picture of how users really behave. Now, that takes time, but proves invaluable when you start comparing the perception to the reality. I often encounter an interesting anomaly when producing customer journey maps. The customer journey itself doesn't come as much of a surprise to employees. It's only when you map those against the business that you see the full ramifications. Most employees have a reasonable handle on how their customers behave. They realise that digital has changed customer behaviour. What they fail to grasp is how incompatible that makes their organisation's current processes. To prove this point, I like to map the customer journey against the organisation. What department serves each of the touch points? What processes exist to ensure customers don't fall between the gaps? And how is communication regulated across business silos? This throws up all kinds of ways that an organisation is failing the customer. For example, I work with a charity who discovered they were spamming their best donators up to 8 times a day. And this was because each silo sent their own emails and had no idea what other people were sending out. Mapping customer journeys to business processes demonstrates the need to make governance changes. It leads to new strategies for handling customer service and digital implementation. The danger is that it throws up issues that involve significant organisational changes. Past experience informs the processes that we use in our companies, and most of those processes are poor at dealing with the future. Digital has changed customer expectations, and that means that we need to adapt our organisations, which can be an intimidating realisation. It was this realisation that the British government came to, yet they didn't start by outlining a massive project to undertake sweeping changes. Huge projects like this almost always overspend and often fail to deliver. Instead, they chose to start small. They began by assembling a small team to create a proof of concept site, alpha.gov.uk. This proof of concept had at its core a different ideology, an ideology built around rapid development and customer focus, and that challenged the departmental thinking and project mentality of government. But it did so on a small scale. It showed the organisation what change looked like and how it could be better. That is an approach most organisations could learn from. As I said in my last post, we need to start small. Instead of trying to address all aspects of the customer journey, experiment just with one area. If you've got many different customer groups, map a small number of the most important ones. Trying to map them all will just overwhelm you. Most of all, learn from alpha.gov.uk and prototype. Experiment with different ways digital can meet customer needs, rather than leaping in with both feet. This will give you the data you need to find the best approach and prove to the rest of the organisation that change must happen. So what are you waiting for? Get started by mapping a customer journey today. If you don't have the time, then get some help. But whatever you do, make sure it happens soon.